In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. A few weeks ago, we celebrated Mother's Day, and the children who were in the Sunday school planted lovely little petunias in little buckets as gifts to their moms. It was an apt gift. What does a mother do but help her child to grow and blossom? But to be fair, they don't do it alone. We acknowledge that fathers do the same thing, encouraging, caring, coaching, guiding. Both parents do wonderful things for their children, purely out of love for them. But there is a mystery in this parenting business, isn't there? You never know quite what will encourage your children to do better, to work harder, to explore bravely. What works for one child may not work for another. It isn't simply a matter of putting a seedling in the dirt, adding water, and then sitting back to enjoy the glorious show. Something marvelous happens that energizes a seedling or a child, and suddenly there is that blossoming wonder. And it doesn't surprise us when we see our child grown and graduating from school or doing marvelous things at work or becoming parents themselves, that this is a miracle of sorts. We look at our child in those moments and we remember the moment when they were first born, when the child took her first steps, when she went off to kindergarten, when he got his driver's license. For all our hard work, we recognize that it is God's work in that precious child that makes their unique gifts come to fruition. In a few minutes, we are going to baptize three little children, Evan, who is not so little, and Eli, and Ezra, who are a little bit smaller than Evan. It's a beautiful, exciting time, and doing this on Father's Day makes this extra special, because we are dedicating them to their heavenly Father, even as we celebrate their earthly fathers. One of the things that always strikes me as we celebrate baptisms is how little we know about these children. I'm sure we know how many hours between feedings, and we know favorite foods, and we know which song will put them to sleep. But they're at the beginning of their lives. How could we know anything about how they're going to develop over the years and what kind of people that they're going to become? One might become a great soccer player. Another one might be a nuclear physicist. Another might write the great American novel. Another might be the best dad ever. Or they might do something that we can't even imagine because it hasn't been invented yet. Each precious child is like one of those mustard seeds that Jesus talks about in the gospel today. Who knows how they will grow? Only their heavenly Father, who sparks their souls. If we try to imagine what they're going to become, the full breadth of their possibilities, we most likely will underestimate them, as those who were around the toddler Jesus probably did as well. But God knew what Jesus was about, just as God knows what each of these children is about. God is the God of possibilities, the most expansive and surprising and exciting possibilities. For all our scientific knowledge, we don't know the mechanics of how a child develops into the adult we will see 20 years hence. That's some of the mystery of God working out the possibilities in us. It's like the seed that sprouts and grows and eventually is ready for harvest. There's really no way of knowing exactly how that works or what shape that plant or that child will turn into. We do know, however, that in plants and in children, growth and development is inevitable. And that child we now see in diapers or in little light-up sneakers or in handsome shorts and shirt may one day grow up to be an adult that contributes to a better world. In a way, the story of that growth is really like a parable. Each of us is a parable, a retelling of the love of God for every one of his children. Each of us shows how uniquely God has gifted us and how miraculously he's shaped us into the people that we have become over time. We learn this from Jesus, that great teller of parables. Here's the thing. Jesus not only tells parables, he is himself a parable. He becomes a parable, a pattern for relationship between God and all that God loves. The Heavenly Father that formed us all. Think about it. He was a child whose beginnings were less than auspicious. He was born into a simple family under difficult circumstances. And yet, Jesus grows into someone we could never have imagined if we had been present in the Galilee in the year of his birth. He shows us through his life and his death how we should live our lives bravely, with love and concern for all of creation, recognizing that the things that truly matter are not earthly power or wealth, but love. Only love. He is the mustard seed which grows into a mighty bush sheltering all of the birds. He is the child of possibilities grown into the one who redeems all humanity. We are the seedlings striving upwards towards the sunlight, and these children, these precious seedlings, who will be baptized. They are the smallest and most fragile of new growth. And in their baptism, we'll ask God to continue to spark their spirit with love, to wash away any sins that they may do, to hold them close, to protect them. Just as a plant needs water to grow, so too do they and we all need the water of baptism to help us grow. But unlike those little plants that the children gave us for Mother's Day, once we've been watered in baptism, we never need another that kind of watering again. We are now infused with God's love and protection. We will continue to grow and to blossom, each in our own unique way. May the water which washed and fed us in our own baptisms sustain and enliven our hearts to be as generous and in love with God and each other as Jesus taught us in the parable of his own life. May we be more than mustard seeds. Rather, may we be the most vibrant and luxuriously leafy plants in the garden. Bless these children and all who are baptized today around the world. Bless those of us who are given charge to care for them, to water them so that they may grow. May the blessings of the Heavenly Father, the God of all possibilities, be upon us all. Amen.